Mohamed Al-Fakih Suleiman, a spokesperson for the Sudanese Sovereign Council, made the announcement during a press briefing shortly after the regular meeting of the council in Khartoum last night. Suleiman said the Sovereign Council had relieved Chief Justice Nemat Abdullah Mohamed Khair from her position as Chief Justice but gave no reason for doing so. Suleiman further said the Chief Justice position will remain vacant until the Council appoints a replacement in accordance with the Constitution.
The Council shall approve the appointment of the Chief Justice, the Supreme Court judges, and the President and members of the Constitutional Court after their nomination by the High Judicial Council. Until the High Judicial Council is formed, the Sovereign Council shall appoint the Chief Justice. The same thing applies to the Attorney General.
Judge Nemat Abdullah Mohamed Khair was appointed Sudan's first female Chief Justice in October 2019 after the Sudanese military removed former President Omar al-Bashir from power in April of the same year following months of mass pro-democracy protest. Judge Mohamed Khair was not immediately available for comment. At the same briefing, the Sovereign Council had accepted the resignation of Attorney General Tajasir Al-Hibir, noting Al-Hibir had indicated he wanted to step down on at least three different occasions. Al-Hibir tells South Sudan in Focus he resigned because he thinks he has not been given enough space to work independently. He says more than 20 well-qualified public prosecutors were relieved from their post earlier this month by a government committee tasked with removing elements of former President Omar al-Bashir's administration and recovering stolen funds. Even though he wanted to leave the job, Al-Hibir says the panel did not speak with him before making their decision.
It's a matter of independence of the Attorney General Office. In terms of intervention from the other unauthorized institutions, government agencies to terminate the tenor of office of the prosecutors and chief prosecutors, or whom I think it's not fair because it's in violation of a law that applies to these institutions.
Al-Hibir says he resigned due to interference from certain government agencies in the public prosecutor's office, which he says is a clear violation of the law and compromises the judiciary's independence.
There are so many conflicts which took place down the road to work out. If you cannot do justice to your own people, then you will not be able to do justice for the others. And even if it is not accepted, I would have stayed at home.
Sudanese journalist and political analyst Muhammad Ali Fazari, who works as editor-in-chief of the online English newspaper Khartoum Today, says he is not surprised to see both Chief Justice Mohamed Khair and Attorney General Al-Hibir forced out of their jobs. Fazari says many families of the victims of the military's crackdown on the Sudanese revolution believe the two officials have failed to bring justice for their loved ones.
Justice is one of the three pillars of the slogan of the Sudanese revolution, has stumbled and faces a number of challenges due to the delay of main cases. There are so many criminal and suspects still at large. That's why it motivates people to think that there is still some way to go to achieve a comprehensive justice in Sudan.
Fazari insists both Al-Hibir and Mohamed Khair have demonstrated a lack of seriousness in bringing justice to the victims of Sudanese revolution. For VOA News, I am Michael Atiit in Khartoum.